Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had 8 or 9 captains in that team. They were incredible. They were leaders. You know, there was definitely no cliques. Everyone knew that they were top players, but also that it was a team. And that comes down to Terry Venables, making sure that happens, giving you your night out, even if it didn't work out as it should. Getting abused by the media like we did became a little bit of a closed ship. You know, let's stick together. No, we're just not going to say a lot. We're going to deal with it in-house. Exactly what Terry did. You know, he was going to give us another night off to go home or do whatever you wanted, what would have been after the Scotland game. But because of the Switzerland game, a couple of the boys got photographed coming out of a restaurant or a bar. Terry just said, look, I just can't do it. We'll bring all the families down and you can go and see them on the Sunday in the day and do whatever you want. Just be back for dinner at 7 o'clock. So you just respected that. You knew that he couldn't let you go and have your night out after the Scotland game. Back to the hotel, we'll have a few beers, let's enjoy it. We've got a game Wednesday. That's that feeling of that we were shut away. But then when you left and you went to games and the flags and the people on bridges going down the M40, A40 towards Wembley, as you got closer and closer and people, it felt like you were part of something special. You felt like you were a rock star. It was madness. And whoever we were, I mean, Gazza obviously had all that, no doubt about it, but no one ever experienced that. No one was ever going to experience it again. It was incredible. And then after the Scotland game, and then the song comes on after the game, and the whole crowd stay there and enjoy it. That was the moment, of course, that mad minute where, you know, Scotland missed the pen and then Gazza goes and scores the wonder goal up the other end. That moment, I feel, that minute is what made that whole summer click.
Never mind mad minute and Gazza scoring, because you're in it. And we like to talk about football vision and intelligence in this. So, again, Gary McAllister's a guest in this series, and I was speaking to him. Actually, since his regards, I was speaking to him half an hour ago. He's now a champion at Rangers with Steven Gerrard. And I thought, given what happened to him on that afternoon, it was bigger than to say, please send Darren a bit, but he did. There's a penalty awarded. Gary, you'd have thought would be a 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10 finisher from 11 metres out. David Seaman, top class, might save it, but clearly at the time, you can see it does roll. Gary has said that prior to the tournament, Yuri Geller had said he put crystals all over the place. When we were interviewing Gary for the big interview, Yuri Geller phoned him during the interview. Literally, we're in Leeds as he's describing what happened. Now, that is spooky. But you're on the pitch. You've got the possibility of giving away a goal. David Seaman gets the ball. Can you remember, even if you have to make it up, asterisk, your thought process? Or did you have an established pattern when something might turn around in a game. So it's a penalty. Do you remember even thinking about where you have to move as David Seaman's getting the ball out, which I think is to Teddy? Because famously, you position yourself and you look to see where the ball might go, should go. I don't know, maybe it's a blur, or maybe your memories are just from having looked at it back. But you were a your brain and your vision were fundamental parts of that goal.
Yeah. I mean, the initial reaction is, oh, shit, what have we done? It's deja vu from the previous Saturday against Switzerland. I mean, we definitely played a bit better against Scotland up to that point, but it was a similar thing. You know, we got the goal, then Switzerland came back into the game. So you're straight away thinking, oh, no, we've blown it here. We're in big, big trouble. And I think if that goal goes in, the confidence completely drains out of us. No doubt about it, after what had happened the week before. So, I mean, what a moment. Then that lift and, you know, just running up the pitch. Of course, I've played with Teddy now, the relationship we have. I know that he brings the ball down. I'm against the thing. You can see the run coming from Gazza. God, Ted, pass up, you know, third man run. Gazza's in. You know, it's there. You can see it all happening in front of you. So as the ball comes to me, it's a pretty simple ball, you know, played into his path. And then you just think, I mean, I thought he was going to hit it, you know, with his left foot myself. But when it became slow motion, there's no doubt about it. It's like, oh, wow, this is the one. And of course, when you're involved in a goal as well, that you even get that extra little bit of a buzz. And, you know, I always enjoyed being part of setting up goals and that sort of thing, which of course, when it's a great goal like that, it's even better in a game like that. Against Scotland with what we've already spoke about my dad and everything. So when it went in, and then the celebration, which just summed it up, was just incredible. That feeling is one of the best feelings I've ever had, because the pressure was so intense, and the feeling really was, shit, we're in big, big trouble here. You know, Scotland would start to come into the game. You know, they were looking strong. So that moment is everything to us, and shows you what football's all about. It's all about little moments. You could have played great, and of course against Holland, everything we did went right. But that's that moment. That is exactly what was going through my mind.
Do you think if Gazza, this is supposition, do you think if Gazza's not playing in Scotland, then he doesn't choose the impish thing? Because I've always felt, because he'd been astonishing in Scotland, he'd been genuinely, and he'd begun to enjoy himself so much, and he felt king of the walk. He was mucking around with McCoist and Gorham, and up there it was just, you know, but he's got Gorham to beat, it's Colin Henry. I think he's, if it's against any other side, he probably takes the easiest, coolest finish, but because it's Scotland, he's like, lads, get ready.
Every chance. I mean, because the boys used to wind him up about it, and then, you know, oh, what, you won up in Scotland and all that. So they used to get all sorts of grief from the boys in the camp and that. So, but you could sense it before the game. You know, he's mucking around with Koisty and Andy Gorham. You knew he was desperate to score against Gorham. Absolutely desperate. And to do something like that, and genius. I mean, that's exactly what it was. That's, you know, the first game he hadn't played great. He got all the stick because he was the main man for the dentist chair out in Hong Kong and all that. And he didn't say anything. He didn't retaliate. He just got on with his football and did what you should do. You answer on the pitch. And it, you know, the perfect story for Gazza to score against Scotland.
I understand the relief to beat Scotland like that in group terms after the draw with Hodgson's side. Your hosts, you minimum want to be in the knockout and then see what happens. So I understand that. But every time I hear an England player who was part of that squad talking about the Holland game, it's rare in the modern game. I'm going to ask you later on about 1998, when I thought that you were a side that could and should have gone a long way. And again, untypically for Scott, I was furious that night against Argentina. But any English footballer who was involved with that squad, that Holland game comes back in about how imperious you were as a side, how beautiful the decision making, the passing, the space opening against a really good side. I mean, they might have been a little bit out of sorts, but if you count off the names in that squad, particularly the starting 11, you know, you've kicked around a really beautiful side, one whose core members were winning European trophies absolutely everywhere. What went so right, and what did it feel like that day?
It was an unbelievable feeling, just in terms of obviously we got to that point, but to be 4-0 up at Wembley against a top team, under the lights, that song's going round, football's coming home, the pressure of all these games, pressure of playing for England anyway, you know you better do well or you're going to get battered. You want to do well. You want to play well. It just felt different. The game was at night. The pitch was a little bit quicker. Players were now playing were full of confidence that we now believed after the Scotland game, yeah, we're a good team. Let's go. We can do this. We knew the Holland game was going to be, on paper, the toughest game in the group. Things that, you know, we just played a brand of football that Terry Venables had obviously had in mind for the 2 years building up to that. This is what it's about. This is where he had a vision of how he wanted the team to play. And that was it. That was the performance that he was waiting on and believed in from that team. And the goals we scored, the fact that Teddy got a couple, Shearer got a couple, you know, the SAS, everything was perfect. Your strikers score two goals each. Gaz is back to his best. He's going through things. You know, it's a game that I remember that you couldn't get tired in.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.